With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, on to the Titans versus Sharkies. Really interesting game. Titans, you know, their defence in the first half, especially on their line, was absolutely outstanding. Oh, I haven't done it yet, but the 12 stores in spotlight.
2.5 hours late.
Cronus Liquors, Gerrigong. Paddo's Grog Shop, ACT. Paige Bottler in ACT. Camperdown Cellars, Bronte and Darlinghurst. Charles Liquor, Liquor Barns, all stores. So all of Charlie's Liquor Barns, we're in all the stores. Super Cellars, Werribee. Blaxland Cellars, Yeronga Cellars. Reef Gateway, Early Beach. Club Hotel, Roma. Harry Brown's, Bouvol. Tats Hotel, Armidale. And we are in every single Celebrations, Bottle-O, Porter's Liquors, IJ Plus Liquor in New South Wales and ACT. Now,
I was at Cronin's on the weekend. It was flying.
Yeah,
well, Gerrigong.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Now, Titans versus Sharks. Yeah, look, their defence was outstanding in the first half, I thought, the Titans, and that's what we want to see. We know they can attack. We just need to sort their defence out. I do think that they are young, yes. They are probably not where we thought they were at the start of the year. I think the Titans are probably maybe 12 to 24 months away from where we thought they were at the start of the year. And I think a really good example of that is you know, Sexton, it's like the last two sets of the game. The game is on the line. He drops a ball, and the shape that was set up around him was really clunky. So he drops the ball. And then the next, he gets another last set of the game, and he goes to pass outside him. There's no shape outside him. He steps back inside, basically gets tackled, or the set kind of ends. And so I think that's a really good example of, like, Sexton was the barometer of where they are as a club, where however he was going to go was really how they're going to go as a club. And I think he may be just a little bit further behind in development than we may have expected. In saying that, it is to be expected that he is still a rookie, guys. He is not experienced. It's going to take him a few years to get to where he needs to get to. So I actually think, from a Titans fan's perspective, in this game specifically, there is a lot to take out of this. The Sharks are red hot, and they only lost 25-18.
I agree. I think Sexton is a perfect representation of where this club is at, and so he should be, because he is what they've backed in.
Yep.
And it's going to take time. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, it's going to take time. We say it each week.
It is, yeah.
But things to build out of this game, their defence on their line was outstanding. Outstanding, especially in the first half. You know, Tino, once again, working his absolute ass off. Jared Wallace scoring two tries, which was hilarious when he was celebrating. I thought Brimo had some really good moments. You know, Isan Masters looks good, trim. Look, the good thing about the Titans is in their outside backs, they got depth, like depth. So, yeah, look, I think they've just got to stay the course. What do you think, Timmy?
Yeah, similar as Guru said, it's a bit rinse and repeat with them at the moment, isn't it? We talk about Toby Sexton each week and how there's signs of life, but also plenty of issues there. I think probably the scoreline, despite decent defensive effort in the first half, probably flattered them a little bit in the end. Two late tries in that one, last 10 minutes, I think it was. You know, sort of running out of the edges are quite frail still, but I suppose they're getting there. But yeah, I don't have a lot to add on the Titans, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, I'm the same. It is. I think it's pretty clear what the issue is. It's, you know, they're a young side. You know, even their captain is extremely young. Even though if there's one captain that's working his ass off, it's Tino.
Like, fuck, I thought he went good. Yeah, like, he just.
He's such a. He's the kind of player that, and I don't mean this disrespectfully at all to the Titans, but if this club doesn't turn around, he will have wasted his career. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but Tino for me is a guy that should be winning premierships. And so if the club doesn't turn around, now he's a captain, so he's going to stay forever. But let's say we've got 5 years down the track, the Titans are still fighting, they can barely make the eight or whatever. If you're Tino, like, do you sit there and go, well, my career can be so much more than this? And same with Brimo, for example. Brimo's another example. Jaden Campbell's another example. These kind of guys, do you turn around and go, you know, it's time for me to go to a club, maybe for unders, but to play some finals footy?
Yeah, I look at Cam McInnes as an example.
Yeah.
He's one that, you know.
How much would he be loving footy right now?
Oh, mate. And there would be so many clubs that would look at Tino, would look at AJ and would go, fuck, we could do anything with them.
Tino. Yeah. Imagine Tino at, like, the Panthers.
Yeah. I was heard Matty Johns during the week. I think it was on his podcast. He was saying that they had Tino on the Fox League show after Magic Round.
Mm.
And he said that, crowd was all over Tino. They loved him. He was so good with them. And he said there was a moment where someone came up to Hindy and asked him for an autograph but didn't say please or use manners or anything. And Tino sort of, just this stranger just pulled them up on it and said, hey, be respectful, say this.
Really? Say
that. Yeah, like, and, you know, Matty sort of said, you know, it's a small thing, but it just shows the sort of guy he is and the value he's been brought up.
I've got another little story. So I asked him to come on the captain's run. And he's like, mate, I'd love to. I'm so sorry. I've got to, like, move houses or, like, bring a lot of furniture into the house or whatever. Anyway, I was like, yeah, totally sweet, bro. Like, no issue whatsoever. Anyway, the next day he sent me a picture to show me
to
that
prove it to you.
He wasn't lying. He's like, just so you know, I'm not lying. And, you know, in big fashion, I just put shit on him. I was like, bro, you look cashed up. All the boys are telling me you're cashed up. What are you talking about? You moved all in. But, you know, obviously I'm joking, but... yeah, truly, like, he is that guy. Like, he's just absolutely, if you ever wanted your kid to look up to someone or anything like that as a footy player, he truly is that guy. And it's a great story. Like, even, like, little things like manners, like, that's, fuck it, that's, it's a small thing, but it's a big thing, you know? So, and also, like, for Tino to make sure that Hindy gets enough respect, a guy that everyone loves to laugh about, you know, the premierships, whatever. Hindy was one of the best fucking back rowers we've seen in a very long time. And for Tino to go, mate, show him a bit of respect. I love that shit.
Sunday night of Magic Round, probably 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, you're just done.
Yeah, fucking oath. Fucking oath. What do you think about the Titans' ability? And guys, Titans fans, I'm sure there's going to be someone like upset that we're talking about this, but we're just speaking in reality here of sometimes when you're a club like the Titans, and if you don't manage to pull yourself out of this in 5 years, you lose your superstars because they may go, look, I want to play some finals footy. Now, I do believe that they will pull themselves out of this, but what do you think about that?
Tell you one thing I noticed on Jaden Campbell, how effective his kicking game is. He's got a really good boot on him and, like, both finesse and long-range kicking out, like, can time a footy. And I think that's really important for them going forward because, again, all the conversation goes back to Toby Sexton, but it just takes a lot of pressure off him in the sense that they've got AJ Brimson playing there who's essentially playing out of position in that side, albeit being a gun 5'8". But, yeah, for Campbell to be able to kick that well, it's just... again, it's still Toby Sexton's number one job, but it just takes a little bit of pressure off him and can allow him to play a bit more of a natural game. So there's plenty they can build towards, and the combinations can work.
I can't believe he wasn't in this team for so long.
I know. We said it every week, mind-boggling. Too. Do you think they've settled on Campbell as a fullback and Brimo as six?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I had a few Titans fans, after we spoke about it last week, reach out to me and say, oh, even though Foz is coming, you know, it's Sexton's job. He's 100% there. He's the last guy that'll fall out. I'm not buying it. I think that Campbell has to be the one, and I don't think you can leave Brimson out of this team in any way, shape, or form. I think that I definitely think that Toby Sexton should be a little bit nervous.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. I do think people that say Sexton is the guy, like, he's got plenty of time. He doesn't need to be playing first grade right now. So if Foran comes in and plays really well and plays seven, Sexton can spend an extra year in reserve grade. It doesn't hurt the club long term. It helps the club long term. Whereas, you know what does hurt the club long term? Keeping a guy in that hasn't had time to develop his game long enough, and then his confidence gets annihilated. Because guess what happened at that club 5 years ago? They brought a guy in and kept him there when he wasn't ready for first grade. His name was Ash Taylor, and he never reached the heights because he was there too soon with no guidance. So well, to say Sexton is the guy.
They've got, obviously, Toby Sexton's there. I mean, Australian schoolboys halfback looked like the big thing a couple of years ago was Tanner Boyd sitting there. Mm. They've also got Tom Weaver, who is another Australian schoolboys halfback who looks like the next thing. He's in this squad too, but they've got no one to lead these guys. They've got three guys that could be quality sevens. I hate to say Jamal Fogarty again, but it just doesn't. I don't know.
Look, you know.
How do you not mention it, though?
Yeah, I know. In fairness, I think that it is showing each week we're seeing more and more foreigns are fucking great signing.
Yeah.
I think the Titans have done an outstanding job in getting him to the club. And if it is purportedly the 400K they're talking about, that's an absolute steal, in my opinion. Like, if he plays every game, that's a steal, in my opinion. So this side with foreign in it, that's a top eight side for me. It really is a top eight side. Now, they probably need to recruit a little bit maybe in the hooking role. I'm surprised Aaron Booth, if he's still struggling from injury or whatever. But I think we say it every week, just got to be patient. It's going to come. They've got a young, really young squad. Now to the Sharkies. Look, I thought as Hines' hair got wetter, he got stronger. mate, great win from the Sharkies. It took him a little bit to get into gear, I think. I think Lockie Miller, who on debut was outstanding at ball running, there were just, I think it took him, Hines, a little bit to get used to his timing on his runs and hitting the right holes. I think Will Kennedy, obviously, they built that good connection. But Lockie Miller was absolutely outstanding for a debut. 294 metres, 9 tackle breaks, 100 line, 1 line break, and a try. You know, 27 years old, makes his NRL debut. Great debut.
So, I'll tell you who else I thought was really impressive. Connor Tracy.
Yep.
Fuck, he's a goer. I was at like at an event a couple of weeks ago, and Connor Tracy was standing about 5 metres to the side of me, and I've never met him before or spoken to him before, and I stood there and I looked at him and I thought, is that Connor Tracy? And he just looks like the most average guy imaginable. I had a photo of him out on my phone going, I'm sure that's him. I said to my missus, I go, is that guy? And my eyes aren't great. And she went, I don't think it is. And I went, I think it is. I think he plays for the Sharks. And she went, he doesn't play for the Sharks. I'm telling you, he plays so far above his weight.
Yeah.
Like, and then, anyway, about 2 weeks later, I saw him put up a vlog from that event.
Oh, so you knew it was him.
Yeah. Far, but yeah. He looks like the most unassuming guy, but he gets out on the footy field and he's tough as nails. Mm. And I remember watching him playing years ago halfback for the Bunnies when he had all those injuries. Like, he's skillful too. He can just do everything, Connor Tracy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's another guy that, you know, if they need a six, he could probably jump there in a
six,
pinch.
6'1", he could
so
do it.
So versatile.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Sharkies, Timmy?
There was a pass that Scotty Drinkwater threw about a month ago, the big no-look over the top to, I think it was Kyle Felt, and I thought, that's going to be pretty hard to top as the pass of the year. Oh. That ball that Nico threw to, was it Katara or Mulitalo there? Holy shit, it was unbelievable. Like, how perfectly he nailed that and was not looking one iota. And that connection just went, whack, thanks for coming.
On the run. Like, Mulitalo just had to run fast and it landed in his hands.
And if it was incredible. A dry track at Shark Park on a Sunday arvo, still as impressive.
Yeah.
In the pissing rain.
Pissing rain. Like, to throw over two blokes' heads, to land it. So, because if he doesn't land that so he has to run onto it, the winger has time to slide and he tackles him. But the reason why he scored it was because the winger could run onto it. So the winger didn't, the defending winger didn't have enough time to turn.
Mate, the ball curved in the air into his line. It was incredible.
Right now for me, Nicho Hynes has been the player of the year, in my opinion. I think that what he's brought to that club and the way he's playing is absolutely incredible. Like, the amount of, if you go back and watch his highlights from this year, it'll blow your mind. Mm. The amount of big plays he's made in games and just his constant willingness to be on the ball. Like, he must be a nightmare to defend because every set he's asking questions. Like, very rarely is there a set the Sharks have where it's just like, yeah, we'll just do hit-ups and then kick it. It's like every set Nicho is asking questions of your defense, making sure you stay honest, making sure you stay concentrating and you keep your body square. Physically, you're there. Like, it is just, Nicho Hynes has been outstanding.
He must be so unbelievably fit. He's in everything.
Yep. I would love to see his K's run for a game. It'd be up there with the most K's run.
Yeah, but like the thing sort of have for me for the Sharkies, and you know, as much as you know, Moylan ran for 84 metres, Nicho Hynes ran for 97, so neither unbelievable. But they had 30 runs between them. Mm. Just the fact they're taking on the line constantly.
Yeah. It's, mate, they're just looking great. They're really looking good. Now it's just about consistency for them. It's about consistency. Blake Brayley, I think he is just getting better and better. His service is crisp as anything. Some of his set plays are outstanding. Think about this. In the torrential rain, so slippery as anything, everyone slipping sliding, everyone, 45 tackles, zero missed. Zero missed in the torrential rain. Brayley's been outstanding. I thought Cam McInnes was really good. He battled all night long. You know, Toby Rudolph, although he had an error or two, I thought that he, you know, he's brought a lot of energy to him in the game yesterday. Ran for 170 metres. Yeah, Sharkies is just all about finding that consistency now. And the position this club is in. Like, to be able to bring in a guy like Lachie Miller when your Will Kennedy is injured is incredible. To be able to put Connor Tracy in for Ramian, they have depth now. I can't remember a time when the Sharks had depth. When was the last time the Sharks had depth? A long, long time ago. Now they've got guys like Lachie Miller, who's nearly running for 300 metres in his debut. Connor Tracy, who, you know, could play anywhere in the back line. I think Talakai has been, you know, really consistent. Some of his out-of-trouble runs are outstanding. Mulatalo, I don't think Mulatalo gets enough raps for how silky he is as a winger.
Ikavalo's not on the side still.
Yeah.
That's backline depth. Then the forwards. We worried about, you know, losing some of them, those mobile forwards like Dale Finucane and Jack Williams. Hamlin Ueli's gone.
Yeah.
Bloke's just stepping in, doing a job.
Mate, Teague Wilson comes on, 47 minutes, 136 metres. Mm. Fucking amazing.
I think Wilson's a really interesting one, and I can't believe I'm saying it. I think they look better on the left edge with him over Graham.
I think Graham just needs some time back into the... I think he's still finding his feet a little bit. It's just been such an injury... You know, a couple of years for him.
Fuck, Wilson's playing.
Oh no,
great
I agree.
Footy though, like it's hard, and this is where I think it could get hard to sort of once you get like at the moment they're able to shift Wade into a sort of middle role. Yeah. Once you get Dale Finucane back in this side with Cam McInnes, it's going to be hard. But it's a great problem to have.
Yeah. Now I agree with you. Form wise, if you just took the names out of it, you know, Teague Wilton, you know, has been outstanding. One of their best outside backs. Wide running forwards.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But... Hey, just the good thing is they've got crazy depth. They're looking so sharp in attack. Hynes has just, you know, changed that club dramatically. Blake Brayley is looking outstanding. You know, and Finucane coming back. Like, Dale Finucane's going to come back. Far out. Yeah. Incredible. Absolutely amazing. Just got to find consistency. Do you think the Matty Moylan situation will get sorted sooner rather than later with the contract? Would you offer him, after the last few weeks, would you offer him 2 years?
He's a roller coaster, Moiser, isn't he?
He's a massive roller coaster.
A few weeks ago, I think
with Connor Tracy there.
So I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm a bit of a Moylan fanboy, as you all know. So I'm probably not the best person to ask. But I mean, if it's working for them,
yeah, that's a tough thing. It's like individually, the last few weeks his form hasn't been great, but it's working.
It works. If it's not broken, don't try to fix it.
Yeah. So you know, you might want to bring in a guy who individually performs better, but he doesn't complement Hynes better.
Yeah.
So it's a tough gig.
I honestly think you ask Hynes.
Yeah, what do you want?
Do we keep him or not? What do you reckon?
What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with Moiser is always durability, isn't it? And he's played 10 straight this season, 11 straight this season, played 15 last season, pretty good by his standards compared to other years. So the fact that he's stringing games together, that's where I'm going, all right, I'm starting to get a bit of belief that, you know, he can stay on the field and it'll be worth investing in for two seasons' time. Mm. Look, they're getting results, looking phenomenal. There's still a new combination coming together and looking this good. So, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't. Being the question mark. Yeah. But
just crazy with Moiser because, you remember, he didn't play a preseason trial because he was injured.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's played 11 on the trot.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think as long as money is sweet, I think he'll find that form. It'll come. It'll come. Like the, like even yesterday, like he kicked it instead of passing it for that try. I was like, what the hell? but I think at the start of the year, he showed outstanding form. I just think there's just a bit, little bit of a lull, but I agree with you. It's not broken, and clearly he works well with Hines, and that's the key. The key is the combination, not the form. The form will come as long as he works hard, but he, you know, they're getting wins and they're a top four side and he's a part of it.
And I think the other thing with Moiser is that if you're going to brush him, you got to find someone better than him.
Yeah.
And when you like, I agree, this back line has been sensational. There isn't a heap of finals experience and stuff there. Moiser has played a fair whack of finals footy. He's played Origin. He's played for his country. Like, oh, I think he will pay more dividends at the back end.
And I don't think Trindle's as far along as I suspected at the start of the year. Yep. I thought he was a little bit further on. So I'm actually of the mind of, you know, maybe put some clauses in when it comes to the second year when it matches played. I think they re-sign him.
Yep.
I think he complements Hines perfectly. And the Sharks are just, they've got such a good thing going. Don't break it up, especially if you can afford it, you know. If they're not under cap pressure, don't break it up. That is us done and dusted for the day. Anything, any shout-outs, anything going on?
No, nothing doing.
Nothing doing? Nothing Timmy? Doing.
Oh, maybe Josh Papali's 250th. Legend, and that's about it.
That's about it. All right. Make sure to grab a case of Bloke in a Bar. We're in every celebrations in ACT in New South Wales. Also, Bottle-O, IGA Plus Liquor, or Porter's Liquor. Make sure to grab a case of Bloke in a Bar. We will be at the Locker Room Hotel for Origin Game 1. Make sure to be there. It's going to be a great... It'll be a podcast live. It'll be this, but live. Talking all things footy with a bit of fan interaction. So, community interaction, sorry. Asking questions of, you know, you can ask us footy questions, all that good stuff. And as usual, I'll go and fuck myself. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.